Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Hey,
can
Tina.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So James told me the game plan. He's going to create a new one, and then we'll just merge that one together, which is good. And then you had another question for me?
So if I do this, I want you to put it all in writing that you guys will, if we part ways, you know, or whatever, that you'll put it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll compose that email right now and I'll send it to you just so that you have it, because I do want you to be comfortable. But again, we've been here in business for 21 years. We have no reason to try to hold a business hostage. You know what I mean? But I will put it.
But I just don't want no problems with if something does happen. And I don't want to be switching numbers and I have a problem with Google and they suspend my ad or any of the other places. You know, I guess you guys are supposed to help me with the Facebook and the Yelp ad, you know.
Of course. Yeah, no, don't worry about that. I'll send that to you within the next, you know, 15 minutes or so. I'll compose it right when we get off the phone. And then also, I want to let you know that the tech team got back to me and they said that they can't create the username for your account under the 2045 number, but the username under the 5509 number is only the username for your account. It's not associated in any way, shape, or form in any of the programming that we're doing. But if you want us to take it off, we could use a different number. But because we've already used the 346-885-2045, in programming this account, because that number is already used, it's not letting us create a new account under it. So I'm just wondering, do you want to use like...
What, you can't just use that the same number? Or,
no.
Why is it...
It's only our system. It has nothing to do with the way we're promoting you, but because we're already using the 2045 number associated with this account, it's not letting us create the username under it because it's already kind of used under this username. But again,
username?
We can, if you want to give me a different number that's not already associated with it, we can change it, absolutely. Sometimes what I'll tell people is, you know, sometimes they'll call me and they'll say, oh, I want to create a different account for a new business, but they don't have a separate phone number. So we'll just create like a fictitious number just for their username, where it would be maybe like 346-885-2046, for example. But again, it doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. The only way it affects you is that when you log in, you have to type that username in. But it doesn't affect the programming because everything's under the new business now. You know what I mean?
The username has to have a phone number on it? You can't just like make a username, or I can't change it? Is this for the app? What?
It's just for your credentials. When you log into your account, whether you do it through the dashboard or you do it through the app, it'll say username and password. So the username is right now the 281-675-5509. But there's nothing on your account that says that we're promoting that number or anything. That just happens to be the username for your account.
So can you use an email as a username?
I don't believe so. Let me ask him. Because we had in the past when we used to create accounts, they used to create it under their email. So let's see if that would. Let me ask him.
I mean, I don't know if I have another number though.
I would recommend just leave it because that number ending in 5509.
Oh, just won't remember that number, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I didn't know if you could go in there and change it, but if I'm able to change it, but I guess not. So.
Yeah, you can't, but you can change the password. You just can't. So I'll send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. and that has your username and your password in it.
Put
that
this
way,
let me give you another number, and you can use this one.
Okay, it's, that'll work. That'll absolutely work.
I can remember it, so.
Okay.
720-839-7019. That's my old phone number.
720-839-7019?
Yeah, that's my old phone number when I lived in Colorado, so.
Okay, let me ask him.
It still works. You can still call it, but it just...
Okay. Well, then let's just have him change it to that. 720-839-7019, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll wait for him to respond, and then I've already put the 2 weeks on there. So the only last thing for me to do is compose that email for you, which I'll do right now. So that way you have it in writing, that you won't have any problems. I've been with this company for a long time. You won't have any problems, you know, getting that all switched back if you ever were to cancel. So just put here. Is it contact@ebchargepassmobile.com? That's the best email for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll put, I'm just writing the email while I'm waiting for him, but let me see if he responded just so that you don't have to wait. And then once he puts that new username on, then I'll email you the credentials so that you can save it, you know, put it in your favorites or something so that you know what your login is, right? So, because, yeah, I don't want you to have to worry about that. Let's see here. Were you scheduled to have the client interview completed, or did you already complete it when they called you earlier? Because James is telling me the client interview needs to be scheduled, but I thought you already had it.
No, I had that with her yesterday.
Okay, okay. So I'll send her the message that
she was also supposed to send me a list of stuff that you guys needed or whatever, and I never got the list.
It could be because there was this issue that was pending, you know, between you and Matt, that they wanted that resolved first. So I'll send her a message that we're, you know, we're moving forward on the account, and if there's anything needed, she can send you that list now, okay?
All right.
Okay, and then let me just double check if Tech has responded to my response yet. Oh, good. He changed it. Okay, excellent. So you have your old phone number as the username now. So all I have to do is go into the new username and send you the login. That way you have it. So let me just refresh my page so that it shows the new username. What got you to move from Colorado to Texas?
My son lives out here.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have any grandbabies out there too?
Working on it. They're going to have one soon here.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Wow, you got out there at the perfect timing if they're expecting, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That little one's going to have grandpa wrapped around their finger. I can already tell. If you move cross country for them, that's awesome.
Yep.
Aw. That's nice. What was that?
Looking for you. I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just sent you your new login and I'll finish composing that email. So other than that, you know how to reach me. So call me if anything comes up, but I'll be sending this to you within the next couple of minutes, and have a really great rest of your week and a Merry Christmas too. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.